Frank, this is a huge moment for everybody associated with League of Ireland football. We have a third tier just around the corner. Just explain to us, as things stand now, how many teams are going to be involved? And there's basically a north-south split, two divisions.
Yeah, well, it's been a long journey to get here for everybody. So, and this is a new, it's like a bridge to the League of Ireland, so with the tier three. It's unique to Irish football at the moment because we've never had that situation. It's been quite fragmented, and the League of Ireland has been a closed shop. So, but it's normal in most of the European leagues and that you'd have a pyramid system. So this is the start of something really, really positive and special from it. At the moment, we have 15. We also have other clubs who have applied recently, and we'll be interviewing them shortly. We have a truncated season, which is sort of a filler season to fill the gap between the end of the season, what we call the winter season, and the start of the official season of this one, which will be February 2027. And the 15 will start for this truncated season, but we should have a few more teams for the 2027 season to be decided, because they have to go through the same process as all these clubs did. And we had nearly 70 applications initially, and not all of those made it. So it was quite rigorous, but the likes of Bonagy, who really very impressive, and our assessment panel were very impressed with the presentation they give, and we've been to their facilities, and we know their tradition on and off the pitch, and we're very proud to have a club like Bonagy and all the other two clubs as well, with Letterkenny and Cockhill, to have them as part of the league, because this puts, I suppose, Donegal football again back into the national picture, which we wanted to do.
And it shows just how strong football is in Donegal to have so many teams.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a huge tradition here. And between the intermediate cups and the junior cups, with Cockhill winning it there a few years ago, and it's competitive, and there's really good players here. And the league is here to develop players. It's to develop match officials, to develop coaches, and there's some great coaches here as well, and also administrators and clubs. So that's what we'll do over the long term with the clubs, and it's important that the clubs work with us, be competitive on the pitch, have all your battles on the pitch, but work with us as we build this league together, because again, there's going to be challenges. We have teams coming from intermediate football, junior football, colleges and underage national leagues, and that's unique to any league, and that brings its own challenges, which hopefully will be supported by the football overall, Irish football overall at all levels.